This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
R.I.D. D.L.E. Solve them, yeah, solve them. Solve those riddles. Puzzles included. Get the answers. Yay!
Give me an R.
R.
Give me an I.
I.
Give me a D.
D.
Give me a D.
We just gave you
D.
one.
D.
Give me a D. Wait.
D.
D.
What's that spell? Oh, good. I couldn't tell.
M-Y-S-T-E-R-Y. You're gonna do a puzzle. Ooh, ooh, a puzzle. Ooh, ooh, a puzzle. A puzzle. A puzzle. Ooh, ooh. Who's gonna win?
Riddles.
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 I'm Adorify, Captain.
I'm JPC. Cheer, Mom.
And I'm Aaron Keefe, Coach.
So we have Captain, Coach, and Cheer Mom. And
the
and
classic three.
What is our Hey Riddle High mascot? Is it just a big old question mark? Is it like Questo the question mark?
Or unfortunately, due to budget cuts, it is a Doritos Loco taco shell.
All right. Can't win them
and
all.
Unfortunately, I'm getting word now due to budget cuts. It is a screenshot of an email that JPC has sent us that we haven't responded to. The true essence of the three of us.
Yeah. Interesting. I haven't had a chance to look at the email because I just came back from budget cuts, and my haircut is
that's the
I got
one
what I paid for.
That's the one where they cut your hair in the back of a rental truck, correct?
Uh-huh. While it drives around and moves people.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to say any of the words cut, your, and hair because they don't technically do any of those things.
Yeah, you just have to be very enthusiastic about the product.
Yeah, the pamphlet, the brochure I got says it rearranges my follicles. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means.
I got all my follicles rearranged. Yeah.
Eh?
I got them all rearranged.
That's basically nothing. I mean, I've seen the Star Trek movie with Chris Pine, so I know all about rearranging follicles. You stand on board a little thing, and then and about halfway through the movie, Scotty comes in. And he can do it midair. So
yeah, I saw Star Trek with Chris Pine, and now I know all about falling in love with Chris Pine.
Ooh, well. What is there a Star Trek? I don't think I've seen any of the movies.
Oh,
and I also said Star Trek and not Star Trek. So at me.
You've never seen a Star Trek movie? Whoa!
I would like to see a scene.
What?
This might be the earliest we've ever seen.
Have we said our names
it's
yet?
It's the Star Trek universe, but instead of following anyone important, they're just following like a high school track team in space.
Hey, buddy. You ready for the big meet today?
Yeah, we got Jefferson, right?
Well, I'm talking about dinner. We're having steak for dinner. It's going to be a 32-ounce porterhouse. You ready for the big meat?
Well, I don't know. We've got the big meat tomorrow. Do you think I should have that much big meat?
Well, I'm giving you so much meat because you have to load up for the big meat. You have to have, you know, energy, and protein is where you're going to get a lot of that.
I think I need carbs, honestly. If I have enough big meat, then I'm going to be tapped out for the big meat.
Carbs before we get in the car and I drive you?
Oh, no, I'm saying that I have to get ready for the carbs ride, which is very long, before we get to the big meet.
Listen, champ, I don't mean to shot put you in your place, but for Shot Put tomorrow, I really want you to give it your best shot. Put it out there, put yourself out there, and give it a shot.
Can't we just do space?
Ding dong. We're here. I'm your alien neighbor. Here's some alien mail. I made
this
it.
It's our
neighbor Ding Dong. Hold hey, Ding Dong.
This is your mail. This is alien mail.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, I guess while I'm over here, do you guys have any alien sugar? I'm making a cake.
Wait, you need alien sugar for a regular cake?
Ah, you got me again. You guys want to hang out? You want an alien hangout?
Ding Dong, did you open this letter? It looks like you won the Glorpenschwab Publishers Clearinghouse sweepstakes.
Addle, I really appreciate you trying to make the worst walk-on of all time work.
Addle.
But you don't have to do this. You don't have to do this.
See.
I've never seen Star Trek, but isn't there a movie? I think I know this purely from Matt and Arnie referencing it. Isn't there a Star Trek movie where the whole plot is they have to go back in time and save whales?
That's Star Trek
the Country?
3. I believe, okay. And yes, it is Wales the Country. So you have gotten that critical piece of information correct.
Oh, I could try to say fast. We're just having a shake with the sheep.
But that's not the more modern Star Treks. The more modern Star Treks star Chris Pine, and also Thor plays his dad, which is, that's Chris Hemsworth, right? I thought a fun piece of trivia that might confuse people, that you could use it like a pop culture pub trivia, is like, in what movie does Chris Hemsworth play Chris Pine's father? Because it's that Star Trek movie, and it's only for a little bit at the beginning. And I think at the time when I saw Star Trek, it was pre-Thor, so you don't even recognize him as Thor. So but now when I saw it, I was like, pre-Thor can still get you Ragnarok'd. But now when I saw it, I was like,
nice.
Whoa, that's Thor. Thor's his dad.
Yeah. I think also there's a Star Trek with Tom Hardy in it. I think it's bad. People say it's bad, but Tom Hardy, ooh la la.
That was the third one. The second one is Cumberbatch, and Tom Hardy is the third one, I believe.
The third one you said was Wales. But that's the older one.
That's the older one. That's Star Trek 3. These weren't called. These were called like Star Trek Into Darkness and Star Trek The Wrath of Khan and stuff.
And
like
there's one where Picard gets contacts for the first time.
That's Star Trek LASIK.
Wait, what's the movie where they say roads where we're going? We don't need roads, because then they use a road. They park in a road.
That's almost every movie.
Roads where we're going, we don't need roads, because we're gonna walk over to the beach.
I think I only saw the first one. If everyone was wondering about my silence just now, it was me going, oh God, just grasping onto a memory of which of those movies.
I'll say that first Star Trek with Chris Pine in it, it has nothing to do with Star Trek the series, which I'm not a fan of. I just have never watched. I don't have anything against it. It's just not something that I like watched a ton of. Mm-hmm. It's not like good as in Star Trek, but it's a great movie. It's a very fun, like, action romp. John Cho has a sword. That's right.
Yeah.
The Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle guy's got a friggin' sword.
You can't complain about that.
What's not to love?
It's so weird that both those dudes have gone on to do so much. Like, I think Cal Penn worked for Obama's White House as like something big. But no matter where they go, they will always be Harold and Kumar. No matter what they do, they're eternally known from that stoner movie.
Cal Penn was in House for a couple seasons, I think.
Uh-huh.
But
interesting.
I bet they're kind of proud of that. I bet they're not like pissed.
Oh, no. I assume they love it. But it's just funny that they're forever known for that one thing.
We might be accidentally associated with each other forever.
That's true.
How does that feel? Even if you work for Obama's White House.
I don't think it's accidental, our association.
No, I mean, but we had about as much control over it as Harold and Kumar had.
Yeah, true.
Now, I think, wasn't the whole premise of Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle that both of them had done, like, bit parts in other, like, who was in American Pie? Was that?
Sean William Scott.
No. One of the two of them, John Cho or
I think John Cho was.
John Cho was in that, and then Penn was in something else. But they were basically like bit parts in other movies, and they were like, why not these two guys and a fucking crazy adventure? By the way, I remember Harold.
That's
Kumar
a way better
White
title,
Castle.
By the way. what about these two guys in some fucking crazy adventure?
I don't know what year was that movie. What year did that movie come out?
I want to say 2000.
2000, your butt.
So that makes sense.
2004.
But I remember thinking that movie was so funny. Now, let's do a little bet right now. What percentage of that movie do we think ages well?
That's a good question.
2004. So let's say
25%.
It came out like 15 years ago. 25% is good clearance on a movie that came out 15 years ago, a comedy that came out 15 years ago.
I'd say 20%. There's some like establishing location shots, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that counts.
Isn't Neil Patrick Harris like a cokehead or something at one point?
I gotta think maybe 40% because I think that Neil Patrick Harris can do no wrong, right? Like,
I don't know. We never know.
We never know. I'll say 40%. So fans of the show, watch that movie and tell us how wrong we were.
It is interesting to be like maybe the most wild I've ever seen a theater react. Like I remember seeing Liar Liar when I was in like maybe eighth grade or freshman year of high school or something, and I remember being like, "This is no movie will ever be funnier than this movie." And now when I watch it, I'm like, "Huh, The Claw." Like, and I don't know if it's because I've seen it a few times that it's not surprising, but I feel like there's other movies like What We Do in the Shadows or Wet Hot American Summer I can watch ad nauseum and it's always funny. So I think there's just a time in your life where you'll laugh at anything. Is that something?
I remember coming out of Liar Liar and I could not let go of the part where Jim Carrey's talking to his son and his son leaves him and he's at like a outside like a birthday party for his son and he puts his hands down and they go right into the cake. I couldn't let that go, man. I thought that was the funniest fucking thing when he puts his hands in the cake. I don't know why. Everyone was like, you know, it's a comedy.
Your teacher
movie
was like, JPC, did you hear what I just said? And you're like, I didn't. And I'll tell you why. I cannot let that part go.
Hashtag hands in the cake. should we get to some fucking riddles or whatever?
I had something to announce.
Oh.
So
Hold on.
Yeah.
Aaron, you ready?
Thank you.
Three. 2-1
We both
JPC's
did it.
JPC's announcement.
So this is a JPC announcement. We're a little past our third anniversary. So wait, does that mean we've had a third anniversary? Does that mean we're on our fourth year of the show? Is that right?
Well, we just finished our third anniversary, where the whole year of shows was awful.
But now
ding dong,
the
I'm the alien neighbor.
Ding dong, you're back.
So yeah, that the math works out on that. This is the fourth year of Hey Riddle Riddle.
Yeah.
So I have something to declare in our fourth year of Hey Riddle Riddle. This whole fourth year is the year that I love riddles.
Oh,
that's right. I'm back in it. I'm rekindling my love for riddles, and I love them again. I'm seeing them with a brand new eyes. I'm saying,
right. Wow. I'm starting my stopwatch, and I'm going to see how many minutes in that completely crumbles. Right?
Aaron called it a stopwatch.
I like to see where weird space instead of the Star Trek.
You guys do what you will, but I will not say a bad word about riddles for the rest of this non-calendar year, but hey, riddle year. So we're talking an August to an August, basically. It's going to be a September to remember. This is Happy Honda Days, everybody, but we JPC loves riddles now. You can quote me on it.
We are 29 seconds in. We'll see how many more seconds until JPC absolutely hates riddles again.
I love it.
So now we have two-thirds majority enjoy riddles.
No, you know what? Let's all reset.
Oh?
I feel inspired.
No,
I'm
okay.
Going to reset.
I didn't ask this.
And I love riddles now, too.
Okay.
Okay.
And
well, here's
maybe a little bit of a competition to who can love riddles the longest.
Well, here's something I failed to mention after I spoke just a moment ago. Two-thirds of us, majority, enjoy riddles. I forgot to mention, I no longer like riddles. So this year, I'm taking a back seat. I don't like riddles anymore.
Okay.
So it's still two-thirds majority.
Okay.
But people don't like to hear you sad, Adel. It's too much for them.
Hey,
I don't think people can tell when I'm sad.
Hey, people, get used to it.
You know what?
That's all I gotta say.
Fuck, I'm on board. I like riddles. All three,
okay.
Four, three.
Three more threes.
All right. We are a minute and a half into all of us liking riddles. Let's see how long it lasts.
I'm into it. I got the rest of the year. I got 51 more episodes of love and riddles ahead of me.
Aaron, I got to say, I hope you got fucking nothing else to use that timer for because you need to let that run until we stop liking riddles, which could be years.
Don't worry, man. I got nothing going on.
Casey just messaged us. He said, I'll hate them now for balance. So now Casey hates riddles. We didn't know his stance before, but now we know he hates them.
It's always good to have your editor be working against you. They say that that adds spice to the relationship.
That's how you become a stronger swimmer.
That's true.
It's the tide pushing us back.
For our listeners who are curious about the last 10 seconds and that weird sound effect that was happening, that was JPC speaking. I assume Casey will put noises over you talking.
We assume.
All right, I'm ready, Adel.
Yeah,
let's do some riddles, which canonically we all love.
We love them.
Yum, 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 yum. Let's all give a big yum, yum for riddles.
Yum, yum.
Yum, yum.
Yum, riddles.
Oh, actually, tasty riddles.
I'm going to continue to hate saying yum, yum. Haven't changed my mind on that yet.
Okay, my bad.
I'm honestly a little sad because it's been a week since I've had a riddle and I'd love to have my treat, Daddy.
Well, okay, so here's the first riddle. And the first riddle we're going to do is a bit of a warm-up riddle. And this is one that just a few hours ago, my mom called me. It was like 1:25 p.m. She assumed I was awake. She assumed wrong. So she woke me up with a call and she said, I'm so sorry to bother you, which is how everyone in my family first greets each other. So sorry to bother you.
Sure.
And she said she thought of a riddle while she was walking around her house.
Wow.
So this is a Mama Patty original riddle, and we're going to try and solve it. Thank you, Mama Patty.
Thank you, Mommy.
I'm ready.
So the riddle she came up with is, you and your cousin make a pact to talk every month on the phone. You find yourself without having talked to your cousin for 60 days straight, and yet things are still on track. How?
Okay.
3 minutes and 46 seconds.
I have a question. I have a question. This riddle I know was pinned by your mother.
Yes.
Do Aaron and I have to have specific knowledge of your cousins in order to get this right? Is it like, you know, Ricky has like a real weird clock that he uses? Is it the answer?
Well, the cousins on my mom's side of the family have certain names, and then the cousins on my dad's side of the family have very specific names that are not Ricky.
Yeah,
so
yeah, sure.
One of your cousins is a month wizard. One of them can move through months however they please.
I like Aaron. I want to see a scene.
Yeah.
So this is like a new, you know, I think Amazon is rebooting Lord of the Rings. I think today they even announced the release date for the TV show. So this is like a Lord of the Rings spinoff. They found some of Tolkien's writings in some chest inside a kid's chest. And they ripped him out, killed the kid. But we have a new story. And this story is the Calendar Wizard, played by Aaron. And JPC, you are sort of a Bilbo, Frodo type, small town Shire kid who's yearning for adventure but has nothing to offer. Meeting the Calendar Wizard. Here we go.
What are you doing in my field?
Oh, well, I was wondering if you'd wanted it to be Christmas again. I can make that happen whenever you want.
No, thank you. It was just Christmas 2 weeks ago, sir. I mean, another Christmas this soon would... And who are you?
Wait, you don't want to go back to Christmas already? Well, I'm the Calendar Wizard, of course.
Oh, the Calendar Wizard. I've
heard of you. I can make it whatever month I want it to be. For example, I always skip March. That's why there hasn't been a March for a millennia. Who gives a shit?
I don't know what March is, sir. We haven't had one of those in so long.
Exactly. You're welcome.
Okay, thank you, I guess. Allow me to introduce myself. This is my cornfield. I'm Shelbo Fishbones. I'm a hobbit.
Yes, from the famous Fishbone family. Your grandfather used to steal my fireworks a time or two.
Oh, I'm sorry. He was executed, sir.
What?
Yeah, it was not just fireworks that he stole. He stole from almost everyone in the Shire. We actually haven't had an execution before or after my grandfather. He was the only one we've ever done.
Jeez, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have made such a big deal out of it.
Gruesome stuff, dude. Drawn and quartered.
Oh, my God.
I think they read a letter from you at his execution. You were,
well,
I guess, you couldn't be here. You were maybe like a prime witness, though.
I got stuff. I just remembered I have a bunch of stuff.
Please, sir, take a piece of corn before you go. You can have as much of it as you want.
I'm responsible for killing someone in your family.
Well, I mean, not just him. His wife and children starved, sir. They had no one to provide.
Oh, I'm getting a,
I turned out all right because I was taken in by the state, the Hobbit state, obviously. Had a pretty rough go of it in foster care.
Yeah, I'm walking backwards.
Now, I'll come with you. Not really the best environment for a young Hobbit, since we really don't have much foster care, since we don't have any executions.
Oi, calendar wizard. Can't you literally freeze time or go back 5 minutes?
No, just can change the month. Can't fix that. Can't go back to when I wasn't having this conversation.
Oh, your powers seem pretty specific, sir.
I'm getting I'm getting a magical wizard call from my brain. I must take
all
this
that time, and all you could come up with was call?
Isn't a wizard call inherently magical? Why would you're being too specific. If they say when you're too specific, it's a lie.
Oh, good point. Good, yes, and let's talk about that.
As far as excuses go, you used something that was so anachronistic that I would have no context for what a call would be.
Well, aren't we using months that wouldn't exist in this universe anyway? I don't know how to do this.
No one taught me, sir. I grew up in foster care because my grandfather and my father and all of my family was killed.
I'm getting another call.
Who is it? Say a name.
Fishbone.
First and last. Fishbone? Oh.
That's my name.
Ah.
And I'm the only one of my name on account of my whole family's gone.
All right, fuck it. It's March. Have fun with March. It's kind of cold the whole time. People say it's the start of spring, but it's not.
Oh, this sucks.
Good luck. Good luck on St. Patrick's Day, idiots.
Wow. The wizard is getting on. The wizard's getting on all fours, and the horse is riding on top of it.
Never seen that before.
Hey, Adel, you don't have to do this.
Scene.
You don't have to try to fix my scene.
I like the calendar wizard.
I love calendar wizard. I also like
well,
this.
Well, he's dead now. He can't come back.
No! Adel.
Yes.
Is this a riddle? Is the answer to this riddle something that has to do with cousins on your dad's side?
No.
No, it's not. Okay, so it's not...
So this isn't specific to my family, to the.
Let me ask about the wording on this bad boy. So it's you and your cousin are supposed to talk every 30 days or every month?
Every month.
Every month. And it's been 60 days since you've talked, but that's not a problem.
Yep. Aaron?
It's the 31,
August.
30, is it?
Aaron, do you have enough mumbles to share with the class?
Yeah, sorry. My mom only packed enough mumbles for me. I have one left, but I'm not going to share it.
What was that?
I just used my last mumble. I'm so sorry. I didn't even mean to. Okay, so I know the answer.
Who ate the last of the Kraft mumbles? We were supposed to have tacos tonight.
I want to play a character called Mumbles the Clown, who's just like goes to kids' parties and is like, fucking kill this kid.
What'd you
what
say?
Was that, Mumbles?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. I know the answer, Dum-Dum. You can't get anything past me, Dum-Dum.
Well, Aaron, just so you know, this is my mother's riddle, so you're directly calling my mom, Patricia, a Dum-Dum.
Mm-hmm.
Are you comfortable with that?
I'm getting a call.
Because there's a special place in hell for women who hate on other women.
I'm getting a call. It's they talked on July 1st, and then they didn't talk again until August 31st, because those 2 months have 31 days next
back
to each other.
Back to back.
Bingo, bango, ha-ta-ta. Aaron, not only is that exactly right, you used the specific dates my mother said when she gave the answer. She said July 1st and August 31st. So
those are the only ones that work.
Okay.
Just a quibble. With the wording that your mom chose, can you read back into the record, Your Honor? Read back exactly what your mom submitted.
Okay, we're gonna carve out some time for JPC to quibble. Jackpack, party pack, Jackbox party pack.
Excuse me, Adel, do you have mumbles quibble, for the class? Share. Come on, come here. Hand out your mumbles.
No, I don't. I didn't write it down. This is just from memory.
Okay,
but I believe she said you have a pact with your cousin to talk on the phone every month.
Yes.
It's been 60 days since you last talked to your cousin, but you're still on track to fulfill this agreement.
Okay, gotcha.
Something
gotcha.
Along those lines, yeah.
I totally fine there that you're on track to fulfill the agreement, because I'm assuming that you and your cousin have had a conversation that said we're going to talk on the very last day of the month, first day, last day, something like that. Because otherwise, I'd be fucking nervous that me and my cousin, we're not going to connect this month. Because there is one day left in the month, and I haven't talked to my cousin yet.
I want to see a scene. And the two of you, are the two of you close with any of your cousins?
No!
Okay, as long as one of you is not.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't, I'm not terribly close with any of my cousins. I enjoy my cousins, but I just don't talk to them very much. So let's do a scene. The two of you are two cousins who are talking on the phone for the first time in like however long. Perhaps your parents both urged you to talk to each other. So this is cousins reconnecting after a long drought.
Hey, Claire. It's Jerome.
Jennifer. Sorry. Right out of the gate. It's fine.
No, it's Jerome now. Yeah, I haven't gone by Jennifer since high school.
No. I'm Jennifer.
Oh, you changed your name from Claire to Jennifer? Weird.
No,
you changed your name to the name I changed my name from?
No, we have a grandmother named Jennifer.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that all of us cousins were born Jennifer, and then we got to pick our own names after high school. I thought you went by Claire. What happened to the Claire?
My sister's name's Claire. I think
your
that...
Your sister
you mean,
went from Jennifer to Claire. Okay.
Did you forget... Are you confused about who you called?
No. So, I you know, there's what? There's 12 of us. We were all born Jennifer. We all got to change our name when we went to high school. I obviously went to Jerome. But again, I answer to Jennifer from all the people that knew me back then, which is when I knew you. Doesn't matter. So you prefer Jennifer? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
We fast forward 20 minutes into the conversation.
Anyway, so Jennifer is given
yes.
name.
Uh-huh. Can I help you? I'm so happy to just chat, but like.
We fast forward an hour into the conversation.
J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R.
Yeah, they spelled it. We all spelled it the same. All us cousins got it spelled the same because our grandma's name, I guess, was Jennifer.
Yeah. Was? Oh, my God.
Oh, that's why I'm calling you. Grandma's dead.
Same. So funny. I love
that
it's like,
was fun.
I love it's like, I want to see a scene between a doctor and a patient. And it's like, doctor, I'm worried about my intestine. Whoop. I'm actually a nurse practitioner. Oh, can I talk to the doctor? No, the doctor died. Okay.
I thought it would be funny that they hadn't connected in so long that he forgot her name.
And
Aaron, you mistake me. It was very funny.
I'm giving a little peek behind the curtain.
It was funny. Don't ever mistake me.
So thank you, Mama P, for that bespoke riddle. Thank you so much.
This is going to sound like a joke, but I genuinely really liked that riddle, so I'm 15 minutes into liking riddles.
Wow.
Let's do another one.
Okay. Sure.
That's what I was looking for.
Okay, you wanted a verbal affirmation.
Aaron's spitting seltzer everywhere.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. She spit it all over Lou. She spit it all over Lou.
It went through my nose.
She blasted seltzer
it
all
came
over
out of her
dog.
Nose.
What the fuck just happened?
I don't know.
Okay, here's our next
one. I felt
riddle.
Like that
Please.
Was like the biggest glitch I've ever seen happen on the show. Something literally broke for a second. Oh, fuck. All right, my nose burns now.
Susie saw red. She was extremely furious. Her two neighbors were blasting their radios very loudly. Susie could not even hear the person she was speaking to on the telephone due to the racket. Even though her neighbors never lowered their radios, Susie was able to hear the other person on the phone better.
What?
What's going on?
Okay, start over. I'm so confused. Go ahead.
When you said that Susie turned red, I was like, that's it. That's the operative word. And then there were so many more words that I wasn't expecting. Then I thought, I don't think that's important at all. That she's
like
red.
Well, I feel like that riddle is a haunted house. It feels like a scary sentence that I don't know how to
you
get
go in the doors. You're a little on edge. Something jumps out. To be fair, I never said that Susie turned red.
She
the
saw
first
red.
Sentence is, Susie saw red. She was extremely furious. Her two neighbors were blasting their radios very loudly. Susie could not even hear the person she was speaking to on the telephone due to the racket. Even though her neighbors never lowered their radios, Susie was able to hear the other person on the phone better. So this is, there's clearly some time passing by to where she's frustrated by the volume of her neighbor's radios. And then at some point, suddenly she's able to hear the person on the phone better.
I got it.
And the radios aren't as bad. Her
neighbor's I got it and I know it. Adel, you cannot fool me.
Aaron, ever since you decide to love riddles, you are crushing them.
I'm better at them. There's something to that, but I'll never learn. Adel, is it because she was calling into a radio station that they happened to be playing, and then she could hear the person answer her phone call, and then she said, "Can I suggest a song?" And they go, "Sure, what song?" And she says, Whenever by Shakira. And they go, "That's not a top 40 hit." And she says, "Play the song," and she can hear it better because it's on the radio.
Aaron, I don't know if I followed anything you said, but I do want to see a quick snippet.
Am I wrong?
I have to take a break and kind of parse through what you said. I want to see a 30-second clip. And Aaron, this is Shakira in 2022. She's on stage about to play Whenever. And as she starts singing it, she realizes she forgot the words.
Jeff, film this. Film this.
I'm getting a call, sorry.
We're going to put this on Twitter. No, film this.
Hello, how do you know the lyrics to
This is the radio.
Hi, do you know the lyrics to Whenever?
Shakira's Whenever.
Yeah,
absolutely. But in
order, quickly Google them.
Yeah, I will. I got them pulled up here. But in order for you to get these lyrics, you're gonna have to sing the Drive Time Morning Fart Song.
Same.
I am at your feet.
I love Shakira calling a radio station and be like, "Can you tell me the lyrics?
Do you buy a song?"
Hi, I'm the guy from Coldplay. Do you know the lyrics to my song?
So, Aaron, I'm not really sure. So you're saying her neighbors are playing the same radio station that she's calling into?
Yeah.
So she's hearing like double?
Yeah, so she's hearing the person that she's talking to on the phone through the radio.
Oh. That's a good guess, if not a confusing guess, but it is incorrect.
How is that a confusing guess?
I got it, Aaron. Are her neighbors blaring like a call-in talk radio show, and she's talking on that talk radio show?
That's it. That's the right answer.
Okay.
I'm going to
scream.
Let's see.
You know how people love blaring talk radio.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to make a pool, and instead of water, it's your blood.
Hey, I have a question for you guys. Do you guys know what like read the verb would be, like to read someone or someone's been read?
What?
I'm asking if you're familiar with that slang term.
Yes.
Okay, I was not until like a week ago.
Okay, so what happens is typically, this is not exclusive, but I think primarily used in the drag queen community.
Okay.
And they usually say the library is open, and then they will start to read everyone, and to read everyone is to like roast them. And they can be harsh roasts, but ideally the concept is that there's love behind it, and it should not be taken to heart.
Yeah, but at the same time, it can be pretty fucking brutal too, right?
Yeah, sometimes people overstep their boundaries. Yes, and it's a lot of commentary on physical appearance, which was shocking to me.
I guess in that context, it makes sense. But I guess it is to be just like to be dissed very hard.
You've been red. Yep.
Anyway, when you said that
I figured out what your whole deal is.
Yeah, when you said that she was seeing red, I was like, oh, in my mind, I'm like, okay, so she's about to read these two slack-jawed yokels who are listening to talk radio. Totally wrong. Mm-hmm. Totally wrong. But I got the answer right, so
you've
that's nice.
Red. So you two were both incorrect, but you're not too far off-ish. So Susie saw red. She was extremely furious. Her two neighbors were blasting their radios very loudly. Susie could not even hear the person she was speaking to on the phone due to the racket by her neighbors.
The radio started playing the voice of the person that she's talking to.
So I will say that there's no... The person she's talking to has nothing to do with the racket being caused by the neighbor's radios.
Okay. Are the neighbor's radios playing two separate things or the same thing?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
For the sake of the riddle, we'll say two separate things.
Okay, but it truly has no bearing on the answer to the riddle. And the whole operative thing is that she can hear the person she's talking to even better because of the racket?
No, it's the... So she's on the phone with someone. Her neighbors are blaring their radios. She can't even hear the person on the phone. Then something happens, and even though the neighbors' radios are still blaring, she can now hear the person on the phone better. So it all has to do with the context of what's going on. So once you solve the riddle, it'll become clear why...
Gotcha.
She was able to hear better.
Does the person on the phone, on their end, turn two radios on that are playing those same two different things to cancel out all of that noise?
Okay.
Oh, I can't even possibly begin to dip my toes into what's going on here.
I
gotta say,
this is a big red shit.
Hey, dude, I actually like the way you think, and that sort of scratched the right part of my brain. I was like, yes, that's how the world should work. Yes.
Sound calendar canceling wizard. Sound.
So I'll give a hint, and the hint is, when you think of neighbors, what do you think? Like, in your mind's eye, when you hear neighbor, walk me through the picture of this being painted.
Okay, Seth Rogen is
an alien named Big Dog
next to a college, like, party house, right? But he's, like, a little bit older at this
point. Okay, wait a minute. Is he going to get a little annoyed?
He's going to get annoyed, but guess what, Aaron? He's also going to get even. Now, Efron has no fucking clue.
Zach?
Oh, yeah. Zach, the Abs Efron. His shirt is off immediately as soon as this movie goes and gets started.
Okay.
What was the question, Edel? I've only ever seen the trailer.
What do you think of when you think of neighbors?
So rethink what a neighbor could be.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is, don't overthink that. It's just
hospital neighbor.
That's a type of neighbor. Yeah. So I think most people, when you hear neighbor, you think of a physical house next to your house, right? So rethink what a neighbor could be, because neighbors could be temporary.
Is this neighbors in, like, cars? Are these car radios?
Car radio.
Oh, buddy, you nailed it.
So is she just driving away, and that's why it doesn't? She can hear the person
okay,
now?
I want to okay. see it.
So here's what's going on.
I've never heard of a car phone.
Susie was on a cell phone while stopped at a red light. That's why she saw red. Her two neighbors, quote unquote, who had their car radios on, pulled away when the light changed to green.
She didn't?
No, she.
What's
she doing there?
I need to see a scene.
Sure.
Yes.
Adel, you're a guy driving his car with the windows down, and you think that JPC is following you, but really, he just wants to keep hearing the same song that you're playing on your radio, and it's you finally sort of snapping.
Okay. I could never be your woman. Why is this guy riding my tail? What is going on? Is this just like a Milwaukee thing, or is... Come on, buddy, back off!
What?
I could never be your woman.
What? Me?
Yes. Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Is there a problem?
Yeah, you're on my fucking tail. It's like you're trying to bump up against my bumper.
I'm getting too close. I'm so sorry.
It's just that I'm listening to Whitetown's Your Woman, a famous 1990s song.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cover.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, they didn't do it originally. Now, it's a cover of a much old... I thought that you might like to know.
Okay.
I heard you enjoying the song, and every time I see someone enjoying I Could Never Be Your Woman by Whitetown, I do have to let them know that it's a cover, technically. Huh. And it's been sampled.
Who sang the original?
It's like an older like jazz song.
Hi, pulled you over. I'm an alien named Wii-U, and I just wanted to let you know that no one knows that song.
No, lots of people do.
What?
You're an alien.
But they don't know where they know it from, because it's a cover. Song.
I don't come to fucking Mars and say no one knows what this fucking glop food is.
You know a lot of our songs.
I know some Martian songs.
Yes, you do. David Bowie.
Oh, shit. He was one of yours?
Rocket Man. That's one of ours.
Elton John was one of his, an alien.
There's a sample of that Whitetown song on the new Dua Lipa album.
No.
Yeah.
I have to listen to it now.
I always think about the Imperial March when I hear it, huh? Like,
Yeah,
but it's Whitetown, but it's a cover.
You're my fucking best friend. Hey, Wii U. Hey, Wii U?
Yes.
Me?
Yes. No, Wii U. My name's Wii U.
My name's Wii U.
What?
Oh, we just have the same grandmother.
My name's Wagyu.
Scene.
Oh, speaking of Wii U.
Wii U.
Wait, Wii-U. What was our noise? Is that
Woo!
The noise?
No, yeah, I think it.
Wii U.
Wii U.
I don't think it was Wii U. I think it was Wii U.
I think it was, yeah, I did that.
I mean, yeah, that was intentional. Wii U. Speaking of Wii U.
I don't know.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with puzzles, which we love now.
We love them.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy suffer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a, you know, personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could. Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People
can actually see that. Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
stop
me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever
with,
you're
okay.
ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, beeple, papa, beeple, papa, beeple, papa, beeple, papa, heats and shaving. Okay. You gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's... are razor blades...
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil. Yeah, so she's not going
to
be.
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle. to pick the razor for you and use code Riddle, and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code Riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade Siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
Okay, we are 27 minutes and 48 seconds in to Liking Riddles. How does everyone feel physically and emotionally?
Now, I want to just point something out because I feel like people are downgrading, because what I said was I love riddles. And Aaron, you've been throwing the like word around. Now, I've been in a relationship before where, you know, love and like, it's very important when one person's saying one word and the other person's saying the other word. So I just want to come off the bat and say, I still love riddles.
No, I'm having a lot of fun getting to know them. No, it's like, I think we're like really casual and fun, and I feel like we're really having fun hanging out.
I feel like Aaron loves hanging out with riddles.
Yeah, and the way I feel is I still love riddles, but I get the sneaking suspicion that riddles don't love me back, if that makes sense.
Sure, yeah.
There was something to unpack there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, how are you doing?
Who's to say? At any given moment.
You are!
I don't self-assess. I never take my temperature. Whatever's just happening in here is happening, and I'll never know what it is.
Fair enough.
Huh, okay.
Interesting way to go about your life.
Probably healthy, right?
Well, speaking of loving riddles, it's fucking Valentine's Day over here because we have a chocolate box full of more.
Huh.
Here's
that. Okay, sure.
The famous politician made sure that his acceptance speech would not be misquoted. It wasn't. What's going on?
The famous politician wanted to make sure his acceptance speech would not be misquoted, and it wasn't?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he didn't win. Or he sent a version of his speech to all the newspapers.
I love he didn't win and he never got to give the acceptance speech. Is it he didn't get to give the acceptance speech for some other reason? Like he didn't want his acceptance speech to be misquoted, so when he won, he just got up on the stage, he like raised his hands, quieted the whole crowd, and then just put on sunglasses and leaned back.
He day got my
bow,
vote.
Bow. You're describing Spuds McKenzie.
D-bow-bow.
I want to see a scene.
That guy sounds cool.
Yeah, I want to
cool
see a scene. JPC, you're a politician who's giving an acceptance speech for a role that you did not win.
A role? What do you think a politician is?
They fulfill a role.
I'm auditioning to be president of the United States. Shave.
A position you did not win.
Sure,
you're
sure
giving an acceptance speech in a very positive manner.
Wait, and so I'm giving an acceptance speech for something I lost?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
And Aaron, you are the reporter interviewing this politician.
Well, I just want to, just to clarify, this is a person giving an acceptance speech to one reporter who's
so you're probably inserting your acceptance speech.
Got it. I just want to make sure Adel knows what an acceptance speech is. Okay, I got it.
Thank you so much for talking to 123 News today. I just wanted to give you my condolences for losing the race. We think that was a race well run. You two were very close the entire time. How are you feeling today?
Well,
post losing the race.
First of all, Jennifer, was it?
Yes.
Jennifer, I wanted to say I thank you for the condolences. I do not accept them. Will not require them. Look, I love my team. My team did a hell of a job. We ran a hell of a campaign. And when the final numbers came back in, I'm really going to enjoy working with them in Washington, D.C. I think that everybody that I worked with is going to make legislating their number one priority this fall.
So they're going to support your opponent's camp, like their...
I'd love to talk about my opponent because
who's
Glenn...
Who's now the winner? Who's
Glenn ran a hell of a campaign. Glenn ran a hell of a campaign. And, you know, I'm sure years from now when he thinks back on what went wrong, he's going to have a lot of insight. But right now, let's not make it about that. Because he's going through something right now. So let's not make it about that.
Yeah, he's going through his things and packing for D.C.
D.C., yeah. I mean, basically, when I'm packing for D.C., what I'm bringing is a backhoe. Because we're going to have to clear the swamp out of all of the corruption.
So you're still planning on moving to D.C.?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Jennifer. Definitely.
Even though you lost.
So it's important to be where the action is because that's where the American people are going to need me. That's where they're going to want me, on the front lines. And that's what I intend to do. This was never about an election. This was about a movement, and this was about a people and a will. And the will of the people was expressed at the ballot box. And it doesn't matter what is reflected by that will. The will is what matters.
Okay. This just in, this guy has gone crazy.
Oh, Jennifer.
No, you can't start wandering into my shot.
Well, it's my shot. The people voted. And the people said every shot should be the big shot, and I'm the big shot. As
this just in, this guy is not accepting his loss. Really embarrassing. Really a sore loser over here. We're going to go back to...
Jennifer, it sounds like you're trying to quit the interview. If you leave the interview, I win the interview. So are you accepting that you lost the interview? I will offer you condolences, if so.
I would like the number of your therapist.
Okay, which one? How many phones you got?
Seen. That's what the calendar wizard should have said. I'm getting a call from my therapist. Did you two watch in homeroom in high school? Did you have Channel 1 News?
No.
What is that?
Might have been a regional thing. It was just like a news program geared towards, I guess, teenagers, where it was like, this just in, Brussels sprouts are delicious. Like, it was, I think, I want to say Anderson Cooper was one of the anchors.
What?
And that's how he got his start. I might be wrong.
So this was like a real, this was not just something that they did at your high school?
I think it was like a,
national thing.
I think so.
Okay.
But it was called Channel 1 News, and it was like every day in high school during homeroom, we would sit there, and for like 10 minutes, we'd watch this program, and then it would... I don't know if it was pre-taped or live or what.
Oh, my gosh. I think it still exists.
Still exists? Was Anderson Cooper involved?
Oh, no. It closed in May of 2018.
It closed? Was it a brick and mortar?
Yeah. They had a storefront in Chicago. No, they didn't. It started in 1989, and then its national debut was in 1990. Huh. And it's like an educational program. I can try to figure out what's the controversy.
No, the controversy? Okay.
But I don't know. I don't know if it was meant to be played in schools, but our school, they were like, watch this.
This wasn't like kids read the news. This was like adults doing news.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And this is the most American thing I've ever heard, the controversy is. It was because of the commercial content on the show. Critics claimed that it was a problem in classrooms because it forced children to watch ads and wasted time and tax dollars.
Mm.
So they sold ads.
See, as kids, we loved watching it because we're like, every minute we're watching this is a minute we don't have to be in class.
Yeah.
So we adored it.
So like, instead of learning, we're going to advertise to you.
Every moment that my child is watching an Eggo commercial, they're not learning about critical race theory, which is the only thing that I care about. Lose the ads.
Mm-hmm.
Put the CRT back in the classroom, baby.
If they're looking at Eggo waffles, they don't have to learn anything applicable. They're going to Oh God, the world is so dark.
If they're watching the Miwont Honeycombs creature, whatever Honeycombs mascot is, which is like a rabid hedgehog or something, mm-hmm. then they're not learning how to spell words.
Honestly, you go to school to learn how to spend money and not know how to do your taxes. That is what the American education system is all about.
Did you guys ever take mental health days when you were in school? Did your parents allow for mental health days?
Yeah, a couple.
No.
My mom definitely did. That was like more of a thing that was in high school. Like, I don't think it was necessarily a thing in grade school. I had to like fake sick sometimes to get out of things. Mm-hmm. But in general, sometimes if you were just like really stressed, and I think we were all really stressed in high school because it was a very aggressive curriculum. We could take like a mental health day and then not go to school. And I do remember that I got a letter that got sent home that there was like, you could have 10 excused absences a year. And I had used 8 excused absences. And they sent a letter to my house to be like, hey, your son has missed 8 days of school. And I was like, bitch, these are excused absences. It's not like I skipped school. I had an excuse, and I have 2 more of them. So it's like someone's being like, hey, you know, you've almost used all your PTO. It's like, yeah, it's fucking mine.
That's why it's there.
For me.
It's very JPC to call an entire high school a bitch. Yeah, I think that's great to have mental health days, but yeah, when I went to school, that was back when like Coca-Cola had cocaine in it and cereal was used to curb masturbation.
Adel, we stopped doing those jokes a while ago. You don't need to do them to yourself.
People on social media haven't.
Yeah, my mom let me take mental health days, but she wouldn't let me take them on a day that she knew I had a test. So I wasn't allowed to use them to try to avoid a test. And I'd go, Mom, that's the whole point.
Yeah.
But I do appreciate that she let me take them sometimes. There are just some days that it was just like too much.
If my child came up to me and they were like, I need to use a mental health day. And I was like, what's going on? And they're like, well, if I use it today, I get to skip taking this test. I have more time to cram for it. Or I get to take a makeup test, which is like a way easier version. I'd be like, yeah.
That's a definite home run reason to take a mental health day. Are you kidding me? To make a test easier?
I'm texting you my mom's number. I'm you just going to need you to say you that exact thing to her, please. Thank you so much.
You're encouraging your kid to develop street smarts, not just smarts.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. They're going to need it if they're out there slinging cocaine for dad, because I want my kids to have a drug business.
Uh-huh. I don't know if I could tell you a single thing I learned in college or a single thing I learned from math in high school.
Yeah.
Quick, what's math?
It's a drug that's made in mostly trailer parks and it explodes.
That's Crystal Pepsi.
Oh. Truly, it's so wild. It's so wild that high school is like, okay, welcome to math class. This little computer is going to do everything you need it to do, but you're going to sit here and learn how to talk to this computer. Where it's like, there's nothing that happened in geometry or anything that I've had to apply in life ever. Never.
I don't know. So as people know, I am the bookkeeper for Hey Riddle Riddle, and you would not believe the number of times I have to throw fucking trapezoids in those books. I mean, it's like, it's very math heavy, but it's all geometry. It's almost all geometry.
Which I think we might be doing something wrong. I hate to butt into your job, but the fact that it's you just like trying to find the angle of triangles.
I'm sorry, Aaron. Okay, leave it to me. Okay, by the way, quick meeting. We owe the IRS 3 acute triangles. We are fucked.
Oh, no.
We can't
fucked. Afford that.
I spent mine. No. I feel like society should, we should revert to, there's a little known nonfiction book called The Giver.
Mm-hmm.
It was based on a time in society where you were just told what your role would be when you were a little kid. I feel like that's how we should do things, is like, you're going to be, hey, you three are math people, and that's going to be your focus. And so, like, best of luck, and then we shove them into a boat or whatever.
Exactly.
But it just feels, I don't know, there's a lot of
We need to start teaching kids how many acute triangles they're going to owe the government. We just need to start folding that into the curriculum.
Here's the thing. The government already knows how many acute triangles you owe it. It's all the fucking TurboTax lobbying industry that makes us do taxes this way.
Yep.
The government should just tell me how much I owe. I should have to tell.
I'm actually seeing here that you owe a circle. And I go, what?
Excusez-moi. Here's what I want to propose.
I have to pay a circle in 12 days? Are you kidding me?
Unless you can tell me the circumference. Here's what I'm proposing. And I need the two of your support.
Sure.
We need to start a high school that teaches a new radical curriculum.
Amen.
It's going to be called Hey Riddle High. Okay.
Okay, my brain just smashed to the moment where we're all getting arrested.
This is called Riddle High. We need people to enroll. If you would like to enroll, email us at hrrpodcast@gmail.com or go on social media and use the hashtag Riddle High. Here's what's going to happen.
We're going to get in so much trouble. They're going to be like, this isn't accredited. You can't just teach kids.
Aaron, what, we're figuring it out as we go.
Aaron, sweetie, they let Jared Leto do whatever he does, and
he's
not
arrested.
I'm going
to go to jail.
Nobody lets Jared Leto do what he does.
And he's like
in
a cult or something.
Yeah, he is.
So, my man JPC, my lady Aaron, we are the three principals. We're not only principals, we're three teachers, and we're your three best friends. And we're also the three cafeteria workers. So,
wait, hold on. This sucks.
Sounds like a lot of work.
So
enroll
jobs.
Now. Okay. Enroll now. Classes are going to start probably in September. Okay.
So we don't have much time, Adel.
Well, September. I didn't say what year. 2021.
Well, that's, wait. Hold
okay.
on.
Okay. That's what I thought you meant.
Maybe if we had some help from a little calendar wizard, it might go a little easier.
I told you he's dead. He died. He's dead.
Adel, we got to do one more riddle. Do you have another riddle for us?
I love
the things.
You're in luck. We have one more riddle, and it's the one we never solved.
Oh, shit.
Wait, what was it?
The famous politician made sure that his acceptance speech would not be misquoted. It wasn't. What go on?
Marvin Gaye,
everyone.
Was it not misquoted because he took out all the spaces and just read every word really fast?
I wish. That is incorrect.
Can we have a hint?
Something someone said earlier was pretty close.
Was it not misquoted because he changed it to just be one word, which was just him saying like thanks?
That's the closest we've been so far.
Hell yeah, without going over.
But this is think about
no.
Yeah,
sorry.
Go to your room. Go to your room and think about what you did. I mean, this seems like something that would even be happening with like modern day politicians, even though I'm sure this riddle was from a while ago.
He just said, "We did it."
Yeah, mission accomplished. We just put up a banner. So okay. This is all we're circling the right answer. So what can you do? What's the one way? It's almost, I think it's like a parable where it's like, to do this, you do this in the parable so that you don't remove any doubt from others. How does it go?
Huh, I know. So now we're trying to guess a parable that you don't know. Huh, this is going to be tough.
So, no, sorry. I went to the Salvation Army and I found a pair of bowls that are stunning that would go well with my armoire. So this is something where it's like you can...
Bowls in an armoire.
Bowls in an armoire.
So what's the one way that they can ensure that they won't be misquoted? There's one obvious way that they... Absolutely, 100%.
Oh, they made it a dance. They made their acceptance speech a visual, beautiful dance.
I wish. Aaron, you're pretty much right. Can you just speak to, instead of what they're doing, can you tell me what they're not doing?
Talking, they're not talking.
The politician said nothing. There's a parable that's like, better to...
Wait, that was the first thing I said. I said sunglasses and lean back.
Oh, my bad.
And then you start.
What do you want, a fucking thumbs up, dude? Here you go.
Oh, cool. I got a thumbs up. That's all.
What's the parable that's like better to
have loved than
say
lost?
Anything better to not say anything and have people think that you're stupid than open your mouth and remove all doubt?
Yeah.
Is that the parable?
Yep.
Something
it's,
like that?
It's something like, I think that's pretty much it. Exactly.
Yeah. So,
well, there's over 150 episodes of Hey Riddle Riddle where we're just chatting. So I feel like cat's out of the bag about how dumb we are.
That's true. We're all pretty dumb.
Oh, Aaron, did you hear that? That was cats out of the bag, which means one thing. Lightning round. Ooh, we have a riddle that we have to solve in 1 minute or less. You two ready?
Sure. Yeah, I'm ready. I love riddles.
Please don't put the cat back in the bag. He's very lonely in there.
Well, it depends on if you answer this.
It's a Schrodinger's bag, so if he goes back in there, he might be dead.
No. The we can see and hear the cats in the bag.
Oh, the Schrodinger's bags have gone down in quality.
With a box, you don't see a cat's face pressed up against it, gasping for air.
This is
bad. You see their paw.
Skip ahead 2 minutes, everybody.
Their paw coming out of the top of the box, just like swatting.
I love cats. I would never hurt one. Here we go. Kevin's happy family were often negative to the people who knew them, even each other. Most people admired the family greatly. I'll read that one more time. Kevin's happy family were often negative to the people who knew them, even to each other. Most people admired the family greatly. What's going on here?
Okay, got it. Yes. Are they actors? Is this a show where people are like, oh, we love that family so much, but they're so sick of each other from fucking working on set with each other every day?
JBC, you're partially right. They are famous performers.
Oh, I was going to say that they were doctors and they would give people negative test results and that would make them feel good.
Oh,
Aaron, you are correct in that the term negative is used in a different way than how we usually use it.
Well, so we were
pregnancy.
Both right.
So you're both right. Aaron, so, did you have something you wanted to tell our audience?
I said I mumbled pregnancy, but I have no more mumbles left. I'm sorry. I did have one extra mumble in my bag, but I didn't know when I told you I was on a mumble. I didn't know I had one more.
So they are entertainers, or you said actors. Mumbles. They're entertainers?
Lightning round, 30 seconds left. They are famous performers.
Famous
circus.
Performers.
Possibly.
It's always
but
circus.
But I think what we have to discover now is
why
what negative means. So Kevin's happy family were often negative to the people who knew them, even each other. Most people admired the family greatly.
Oh, so it's one of those restaurants where they're mean to each other.
Oh, is it Ed DeBevick's?
Yes, it's a family of Ed DeBevick's.
Rip to Ed DeBevick's.
Oh, would they do Shakespeare together?
Oops, all DeBevick's. Yeah,
pregnancy
they could
tests.
Do Shakespeare.
I don't know what else can be negative. Negative.
Is it like while now where they're doing like slams on each other, or it's Drag Race and they're all reading each other?
Possibly.
Magnets.
Aaron, magnets is closer, but still, it's a different use of the word negative. We have 10 seconds left.
Is it feng shui in the use of negative space?
Aaron, I don't want to put these cats back in this bag, but you're not giving me much choice.
If anyone knows anything about feng shui, my bedroom has two walls of windows, and the wall that doesn't have the window or the closet or indoor on it there's not really a room for a bed, but you're not supposed to put your bed under windows. But I'm sort of running out of options here. Anyone have any suggestions for me? I don't know the answer to this riddle.
You've been in this place for like over a month.
Just got my furniture a couple days ago, though.
Whoa!
Must be nice.
She been sleeping on the floor.
Aaron, here's what I'll say for a hint in terms of negative. Paul Simon. Walter Ayoz. That one woman who shoots Annie Leibovitz.
Oh, photos.
Photographs.
Kevin's family were known through their photographs, quote unquote, negatives, because they were famous performers and therefore admired.
That's a little tricky, but yeah.
It's a little tricky because that's not how we do photos anymore.
I want to see a scene.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron and JPC, the two of you you're a couple, and you are tag team photographers. So you are a famous couple that does a lot of shoots with celebrities and bands and whatnot. And the two of you are doing a photo shoot. And your method when you're calling for poses and all this stuff is a little unorthodox. And we're going to see that while you're photographing me, an actor who just won an Oscar.
Okay, Chad. Chad, is it?
Yeah, Chad.
Okay, great. And we're going to start. Honey, can you hit the fan?
Absolutely. Fan's going. Okay. Hold the Oscar up high. Give me a war chant.
And I don't know if you saw, I'm bald, so the fan is not really, it's just kind of...
Don't worry about it. Don't. We're not here. Don't talk to us. Don't talk to us. We're not here. Scream like you're a warrior.
Ha! Ha!
Are you, okay. Do you have any allergies?
Yes, penicillin.
No, don't talk. Don't talk.
Don't talk to us.
Name as many state capitals as you possibly can. Hello?
Name as many state capitals.
Bismarck.
There's a piece of pumpkin pie in front of you. Take a big bite of pumpkin pie.
Don't fake it. The intern brought you pie. Oh.
Eat
the pie.
Okay. I'm also allergic to pumpkin.
Keep the pie away from the fan. It's getting too close to the fan. We're moving the fan closer to the pie.
Is your phone on you?
Yeah.
Call your brother right now.
Okay.
Spell Reese Witherspoon in your mind. Don't say it out loud.
Don't say it out loud. Spell it in your mind.
Hello, Josh. Hey, can you hang on for a second?
Okay, are you spelling it?
Are you spelling it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And
describe
now tell your
Josh's
brother...
smell to him. Describe Josh's smell to him.
Describe it.
Josh, you have sort of it's like an unctuous, it's like
stand up straight.
Stand up straight.
Oh, sorry, I'm sorry. Sorry, mother. It's, I'm sorry.
Mother.
Grab the other piece of pie. The intern's got the pie.
Oh, shit. Okay. Home.
I guess you didn't notice. The intern is your brother. Say hello to your brother.
R-E-S-E-W-E-T-H-R-E-S-P-O-N.
If you really knew your brother, you would know his smell. He's been right in front of you. I got the shot.
I got the shot as well.
But this guy never answered a phone.
Pew!
Who am I talking?
Scene.
I think they got it.
I think they got it.
Speaking of getting it, Aaron Keefe, do you have anything that you've gotten recently in terms of plugs or something to promote or tell people?
Okay, so I want to plug this podcast in general and then also the fact that I just was a guest on it. It's called Crushes by Deanna Ortiz, and she's a friend of a friend, and we met at a bar recently, and I heard about her podcast, and I got home from the bar, and I did not stop listening to her podcast for like 2 weeks. It is so charming. It has one of the best energies of any new podcast I've ever listened to, and she basically just talks about crushes with different comedians, like celebrity crushes you had growing up, and she plays the game hot or tall, like is that person hot or are they just tall, and it is... so funny and so fun, and she's had so many good guests, and I got asked to be on it, and I had the best time. I was so nervous because I'm a huge fan, but please check it out. I think everyone would really, really enjoy it.
Hot or tall sounds like a Patreon game that we would invent.
I know. I think that I'm like trying to get her. I want her to come on a Patreon episode and play it with you guys because you guys would absolutely love it.
Small, hot, or tall. Aaron, can you give us a little sneak preview in terms of naming one of your crushes growing up?
Maybe I said the entire cast of Newsies. But maybe I didn't. I guess you'll have to find out.
Hey, spoiler, she definitely did.
No, maybe not. Maybe I said something else. Maybe I talked about Dev Patel for way too long.
Way too long.
I hope you never find it.
Oh, I just saw The Green Knight last night.
I'm so excited to see
it. And he's a hunk of medieval metal.
The Green Knight, more like the Green Bite, the guy's a snack.
JPC, anything to plug?
No, just my normal stuff. JP So Fly on Twitter, Shark Barkman on Instagram and Twitch, coming out in the Twitch chat. Give me some love. Adam, anything you'd like to plug?
Ooh, yeah, I would like to plug the. We're wrapping up the third season of Hello from the Magic Tavern. Our finale should be out in the next week or two. It does star one Aaron Keefe as Momo the Mouse and a few other surprise guests. So check out our finale of season three. And then we're going to take a little bit of a break. We're going to.
A note on that. One of the hardest I've ever laughed on any podcast episode ever was recording. So.
And then Magic Tavern is going to take a bit of a break. We're going to get massages. We're going to eat healthy. And then we're going to be back with season four, which is going to have all kinds of fun surprises and stuff. And we're excited to announce all that. And then also I was a guest on a podcast called Reasonable Beef. That's called Reasonable Beef, which I don't know if that's an Australian term. I think heaps of beef is an Australian term.
Sure.
But I got to talk about one of my favorite bad movies called Nothing But Trouble. So please check out Reasonable Beef Podcast. It's hard to say sometimes.
And check out the Hey Riddle Riddle Patreon, patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle. If we have our first stretch goal, our newest stretch goal is for an Adel episode, Adel-led episode where called Hya. I'm sorry, what's the name of it, Adel?
Hya.
Saddle, saddle.
Hya, saddle, saddle. With a brand new theme by Arnie Parrott that is a bop. And we'd love...
Oh, it's such a bop.
It's a Western bop.
It's a Western bop. We would love for everyone to hear it. So head over to the Patreon, sign up, and get us closer to that stretch goal.
And if you are one of the first, 26 people who emails us about wanting to attend Riddle High School, in the email, put in your favorite letter. And the first 26 people who do that will get a Letterman jacket. Of course, at Riddle High, a Letterman jacket is just a jacket with a giant letter on it. You pick your letter, but there's only 26 to go around.
Mm-hmm. That's not going to happen.
Nope, but I'm going to answer some emails in about 3 weeks, and I'm going to be confused as to what the fuck people are talking about.
Aaron, speaking of looking into the night sky and being confused as fuck as in terms of what's happening, you ever look out there and see something where you just can't, your mind can't grasp what you're looking at? You ever see that?
Yeah, I go, Jupiter. No, it's just a plane.
Bye forever.
Waka waka, kids.
I wonder how long that's going to last.
Sorry, Aaron Keenan and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Arnie Parrott did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey there, Jennifers and Claires. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's our first ever Chatterbox episode. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.